Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Sounds, home of the best new music, with me, Luke.
And me. My name is Scott.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm Scott.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Said that bit, haven't we? Yeah, good. That was a different ending. Sorry, start to the show. threw me off a little bit.
I was going to say, we barely got started, let alone finished.
You threw that extra bit in, but I liked it.
I've been saying addition, and I for some reason can't say it in a sentence, so I thought I'd just avoid it. But thanks for calling it out. I feel much better about it now.
Thank you.
How are you anyway, you git?
Not bad, thank you for the foul language there. Yeah. Which might be a theme throughout the show.
No.
But anyway, my knee's still bad. I'm beginning to think I'm going to have to just...
I thought you'd pick that...
Disability benefit for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever be good again.
I thought you'd pick that out as like a fashion statement, but no, I'm talking about the knee support thing you've got on.
Well, I paid a bit extra thinking it was going to be a good one, but I didn't realise it's just the same as all of them. They're all elasticated things.
Do you know what you've done? Because you were struggling last week. Yeah. I think it just happened last week, hadn't it? And it's still
happening. The thing that I did was literally the week before, someone said, "Don't you have any problems with your knees?" I'm like, "No, not at all. Never have done."
So that's it then? Yeah. You jinxed yourself.
That's it. Yeah, that is definitely it.
Fair enough. So you won't have been doing much then?
No.
You've got a dodgy knee.
I've been, hobbling. In the morning it's fine. And then it gets worse throughout the day.
All right.
After a sleep.
Yeah.
You know.
It's normally the other way around. Normally the first thing in the morning, because it's like all stiff, you know, because you've not been using
it. What is? Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. I'm blushing.
Moving on. The weather's well and truly changed, hasn't it? Did you hear the thunderstorms the other night?
Did I? Yes.
It woke me up.
It woke me up. The thunder was...
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what I was thinking. It's a surprise when you're startled, isn't it?
Well, it was the rain that did it, and then the thunder, and then the lightning was coming in through the curtains. It was mental. Yeah. Considering how much hot weather we've had, not used to all this rain.
No. Yeah. To be fair, we need it though, don't we?
We do. Ground
we need it.
Them
reservoirs don't fill themselves, mate.
That's right.
But madness. Never had rain like it.
No, crazy.
Because I'm in the loft.
There's more to come.
The roof of my house. Yeah. It woke me up. I didn't think it would wake you up.
Have you got a Dormer or a Velux?
A Velux. Well, it's not actually a Velux. That's a brand name. Pivoting roof.
A bit like
window.
Hoover. People say Hoover, don't they? And Hoover's a brand.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Tannoy.
Yeah. Public address.
Yeah.
It's an education, this show.
I can't believe it.
We've got
a whirlwind.
Music as well.
We've gone through all sorts already.
We've got music as well. We've got music this week from Holy Coves, The Crooks, Shame, Red Rum Club, Cargoes, and that's a worldwide exclusive, by the way. We're getting that before it's released. The High Curbs and Keo. So some excellent songs. And we're doing chart toppers this week, backed by popular demand. You're quizzing me on...
Yeah, we had a few complaints last year. I can't ever say week. I've never said it right once.
I don't know.
Last week, we've had a few complaints that we didn't stick to chart toppers.
Yes, all from me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we've gone back to chart toppers anyway. It's a great format, and no doubt we'll be one day award winning.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I'm good at Beer House later, so Wayne might present me with a trophy or something. Oh, it's not his pub. It's not his pub.
I'd love to. It does seem like his pub.
It does. Yeah.
He's always in there. Going back to the Cargoes that you were talking about.
Go on.
I know we're not playing them just yet, but I've seen... When you first mentioned them, I didn't search for them or anything, but they've been popping up all over
Facebook. All over the place, yeah.
They've played in Hillsborough Park
for
a thing, in town on the moor, as they call it, or the moor, as human beings call it. But yeah, they're really pushing the social media presence.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing them, because the teasers have been coming thick and fast. So yeah, stay tuned for that a bit later on in the show, but... For now, we're going to have Welsh psychedelic rock band Holy Coves. This one's Hole. How does it feel when you fall? We'll be right back. Holy Coves. That was Hole.
Holy Coves, Batman.
Yeah, and that was that's from their debut album, Hiraeth, if I'm saying that correctly, which is obviously Welsh, and I think, if my Welsh is correct, loosely translates as longing.
Well, you're the one I always come to for Welsh translations.
That's right.
Because you've got your Google Translate in your hand.
Correct.
Yeah, they've been around a while. Their first album was released in 2008, which is a long time ago.
Oh, I said debut album there, which is not right.
Oh, it can't be then, no.
No, you're right, I'm wrong. Yeah, I don't know why I said debut, I'm thinking of another band later.
And if you just like give me a word, Ed.
Sorry, mate.
It's all right. They've got their own record label, Snowdonia Records, which I imagine cuts out the middleman a lot.
Mm.
Makes them a few more quid, so good for you, lads.
Hopefully.
Boyos.
Yeah.
That's what they say in Welsh for boys.
Mm. I'll take your word for that.
It's true. Mm. But anyway, yeah, decent, good start to the song, I think.
I think you meant good start to the show.
Yeah, sorry, I was reading something. Right, let's do this. Should we start again? Let's start again. No, I can't do it. We can't do that. We're live.
Should we start chart toppers, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. This is how it works. I take 1 year. Nearly said the flipping thing as well. Look at the overall top 100 singles for that year. Then I pick two tracks from it. Give you them. You've got to work out which one did best in that year. I think that was better than last week.
Do you know, if you were more articulate, we could probably get through this in half an hour. Yeah. Anyway, I love that. I think I enjoy you explaining the game more than playing the game. Anyway, right, come on. Let's have the first pair.
Just give me a minute and I'm going to say it.
Do it.
Right, round one. The male round.
Is that male as in a male human or male as in a letter?
Oh, yeah. The male as in the human being.
Right, male.
Right.
Male.
Shania Twain. How's Man, that? I Feel Like a Woman. I knew you were going to have a problem with that. That's why
Ridiculous.
I paused until you reacted. Ridiculous. So, yeah, you've got Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and The Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy. That's another man thing.
Ooh. Before you said that, I would have said Shania Twain.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Who was that, sorry?
Offspring. The Offspring. Or Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I am feeling like a woman.
Tough one. I'm going to go Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
That one dropped in at number... I've wrote it very faintly in case you get a glimpse, but...
Not competitive at all.
41. So you're in the right half, the lower half of the 100. The Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy, charted at... 32. So let's just make a note of the score so far. That's Scott 1.
Bloody hell.
Luke, 0, isn't it? Yeah, 0. Mm. Okay, that's 1-0. Great start. Good solid start. Right, I'm going to turn the page so you can't see anything.
And what year were that?
See
my tactic there.
Nearly got me there, nearly.
Yeah, all right, well done. Well, if you remember the last time we played Chart Toppers, this happened. You won the first round and then you didn't win any more. So
this is a theme.
I'm taking some confidence from that. Right, we played these a few weeks ago. These are relatively local to us. Ches Vegas. This is the Crooks, and I've been listening to this one all week. I really like it. It's called Mesmerize Me. You fell from grace, from a higher place, just to.
Don't we?
Mesmerise Me, the new one from The Crooks. And, well, I say the new one, there's loads of new ones because they've just released another album. But, yeah, like I say, I've been listening to that quite a lot recently and really, really enjoy it. They've got quite a few dates coming up as well in September and October. Birmingham, London, Glasgow, Manchester and Leeds. So if you want to go and see them, you've got opportunity. Just go to This Feeling or the website.
Okay. Just having a look.
No, it's
having
true.
A look at the dates.
It's all true. Yeah.
I know, I'm not, disputing it. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of Chesterfield bands, isn't there? A lot of Wigan bands as well, I don't know if you've...
Yeah, well, we played a few of them recently, haven't we? Who was it that we played from Wigan?
Is
it
Montello.
Oh, yeah, well, we're playing them next... We might be playing them next week, I couldn't possibly say, but we will be.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, so that's all I've got. I wrote Chesterfield Five Piece, who have... I must have got distracted, so that's absolutely no use.
You were getting distracted.
A waste of pen. Oh, what's this?
I don't believe it.
Yes. Bloody hell. We should be more professional by now.
Well, I should. I was going to say, is that a royal we?
It's not like the king busting for...
But if you want to check more of the Crooks out, their new album Hypercell is out now, and it's full of excellent tracks.
Oh, okay.
Couple that with a gig. It's saying that they're not... got any lined up in Sheffield, but next time they do, I'm sure we'll go and see them.
It can't be long before they do something in Sheffield, I promise you. I promise you that.
Right. Well done for winning round one of Chart Toppers.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? That was 1-0, isn't it? Yeah. That's the score so far.
Indeed.
So let's move into round two.
Makes sense.
The second question, I suppose. Is it a question?
Second round.
Round, yeah, round. Right, this is called the Delta Round. Right, first one is Fat Boy Slim.
No.
What?
I thought you were going to pull out a Delta Goodrum.
Oh,
song.
No. Fat Boy Slim, Praise You.
Oh, that's a great song. He was great at Tramlines.
Yes.
He was bloody
good. He was. I wouldn't swear, personally, but yeah. It's like doing the radio with Mary Whitehouse. An Eminem, My Name Is.
M-in-M. My Name Is.
Yes. Yeah. Whoop, my name is Hip. My name is Whoop. My name is Slim Shady. Fatboy Slim, Praise You. I don't know why I called it the Delta Round. I couldn't think of anything else.
I was going to say, it didn't make sense.
But anyway.
I think it's just to throw me off. Oh, God, these are hard, these. I'm wondering if it's a bit of a red herring, this, and Fatboy Slim didn't chart as high with this, even though it's one of my favourite songs ever.
Is it?
Yeah. Like I said, it's bloody good.
Potty, we're going to have to get the beat machine out of the loft.
Yeah. I'm going to go for Eminem. My Name Is.
49. Fatboy Slim, Praise You. 54, 1-1.
Yes! Well, I thought you gave me that little smile and I thought I've knackered this up. 1-1.
Yeah.
Or do I get.
No, you don't get 2 points.
Just get one.
Why would you get 2 points?
I don't know. Why not? Okay.
Rubbish.
The tides are a-turning, mate.
Like they do every blooming time.
That's right. Right. You could say that was a shame for you.
Oh, very good.
See what I've done?
Yes. If you carry on with that, cutthroat? No, that's not very good, is it? A bit threatening.
You're just basically saying the name of the song.
Well, yeah.
Save me doing it, though.
These are London Five Piece, and they're ruddy great. That's how you swear. See you in a bit.
Everyone.
Yes, that was Cutthroat by Shame. And they are indeed from London. They've been going since 2014, so quite a long time.
Yeah. Yes, they played the Foundry a few years ago when Wet Leg was supposed to be supporting them.
Oh, really?
And I was going to get tickets for it just to see Wet Leg. But yeah. Then it was just as they were getting bigger. Mm. And then they suddenly said, actually, we're bigger than the band we're supporting, so they sacked it off, they cancelled and just did a bigger show themselves. But
fair enough.
But yeah, I was really looking forward to going to that.
Yeah. I say fair enough. Do you remember when we went to see Sam Fender and then he got laryngitis and had to postpone it? And then he never rebooked that set of gigs because he catapulted into
stardom. Was that at the...
It was meant to be at the O2.
Academy.
Yeah. And then he just cancelled it and did a load of...
arena gigs.
The arena gigs. Yeah. I was like, that was a bit harsh.
It gets my goat, that stuff.
Yeah, it was a bit annoying. Anyway, back to Shame, yes. Their debut album, Songs of Praise, believe it or not, was very, very well received. And then they brought another album out, Drunk Tank Pink, in 2021. They've got a few dates coming up as well in September. Huddersfield, they're coming to the Crook Social Club at Sheffield, our hometown.
A great venue.
Fantastic venue, yeah. Manchester Project Skate Park, where we went to see Death Valley Girls.
Yes.
That was a great venue.
And I'm also going to see the Bel Air Lip Bombs there.
Oh, are you?
Next weekend.
Oh, right. For the...
Psychfest.
Of course, yeah.
They're playing there.
Well, these are playing Edinburgh Psych Fest as well.
I didn't know there were more than one Psych Fest.
Neither did I.
Well, you do now. Well, so you told me about it. How could you not have known?
Well,
but anyway, yeah.
Before this.
Fair enough.
And then they're doing dates in Europe as well, and then coming back to the UK October, November time. So loads of opportunities to go and see them. They're doing a UK headline at London's O2 Forum in Kentish Town on November the 20th. So nice.
Good. Very good.
I like them.
I'm glad they're doing well.
Another one I discovered through Instagram.
So, it's good that we've got different ways to source material for the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So, let's.
It's time to round three, or round C, as you call it. Right, this one's called the... I've called this one the gloss paint round. Share, believe. Do you believe? That's my first auto-tune memory.
Of
a song. It got massive after that, didn't it? Rappers started doing it, didn't they?
Ruined it.
I think Cher got away with it, but all the rappers...
But she didn't need to do it because she can sing.
Yeah, it's like weird. A weird effect, really.
Yeah. But anyway, believe. Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, and do you remember this one? The Wham-Doo Project, King of My Castle.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't have got it from that.
No, I think that's why I paused.
Wham-Doo.
Must be the reason why I'm king in the castle. Must be... I keep forgetting there's a microphone in front of me.
I mean that one was very catchy.
There's nine places between them. I've just given you. Yeah. It's not a clue, is it?
It's got to be Cher. It's got to be Cher.
believe, brother.
I believe it.
48.
Oh, God.
Wham-Doo Project, King of My Castle. 39, Soldier.
Sugar.
We broke the curse.
We have, yeah.
Just make a score of that. That's two to me, isn't it? And then you're on
One.
Okay, yeah, it's 2-1.
Harsh.
Lovely.
Why was that gloss paint round?
I don't know.
You're just making them up.
We started laming them round, but it was difficult to get them to fit into, so I've just gone with some round names.
Utterly ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, fine. So on to the next song then. These guys are from Liverpool, and we played these a long time ago, actually. And they've done really, really well since. I mean, they were doing well anyway, but they're doing very well now. This is Red Rum Club, and it's American Nights and English Mornings. Are you sleeping on the West Coast? I got the blue sky blues. I'm out cold when you need me most. It's dark at home when I need you. 7 hours between us. Another call falls through, it's nothing new. Stay up till 2 tonight to try to talk to you. I'm well away in yesterday. City in my way, another false embrace, crawling back down Broadway. I could have swore I saw your face. Another night nocturnal, when the lead role in my dreams is on my screen. Stay up till 3 tonight to try to talk to me. I'm well away in yesterday. Red Rum Club. And that is such a feel-good song, that. I really like that one. I know it's another strong feel this week, but again, we pick them, so, you know, we're going to say that. Yeah, really good. They've been going since 2016. They've got loads of stuff coming up. They've got a headline UK tour lined up this autumn, starting at Bedford Esquires on October the 7th. Then they're going to London, Nottingham, Frome, Hull, Portsmouth, and... yeah, ample opportunity to go and see those, and I would recommend it. I think the frontman's got a really, like, distinctive voice as well. Hmm. Very good.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. I remember them from a long time ago. What, you said 2016, 10 years.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, Carol Vorderman.
I think I like the trumpet element as well. I think it just adds a nice little...
bit of brass.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, definitely that, but yeah, I think it adds... another dimension to it. Very good.
Well, that was the fourth track. We've got three more to come.
Yeah, exciting one next. It's the new one from Cargos, which is not... Oh, yeah. It's a worldwide exclusive.
Is it a worldwide exclusive? Yeah.
It's not out until October.
Blinking heck.
Mm. Anyway.
But yeah, anyway, before all that rubbish, We're going to get on to we're going to get on to chart toppers round four. Who's going to win? We don't know. It's 2-1 to you. To me.
It's not scripted. This.
It's not like wrestling. Can you tell?
It's not like wrestling.
Right. This is the words round.
Okay. Round four.
The words round. Yes. So we've got Moloko.
Ooh.
They're Sheffield, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sing it back.
Sing it back. Yeah.
And also, I nearly, very, very nearly just said the number to the second track for some reason. Tin Tin Out featuring Emma Bunton. What I Am. What I Am. This is what I am.
Tin Tin Out? I thought that was just Emma Bunton. I didn't know it only featured her.
No, Tin Tin Out featuring Emma Bunton. What I Am.
Yeah, that was a crap song.
What do you think so? I thought it was quite good.
No, rubbish.
Oh, so do you.
Complete baba.
I don't even think you know the song.
I do, yeah.
Someone who's heard that song could never describe it as absolute baba.
Really? It's crap.
It's all right, I think, isn't it?
No.
I don't really know too many things. Do you mean me? Do you mean me? I can't remember the lyrics, but it doesn't really matter.
No, it's terrible. I didn't like it anyway.
It's a good song.
It's my opinion. I'm sticking with it.
Yes.
On that basis, and the fact that I do actually quite like Moloko, although not that particular song. I don't think that's the best. I'm going to go for Emma Bunton. Because she was a Spice Girl.
Oh, right. That's just switched. I
changed my mind midway through. Could you tell?
You'll be wish you hadn't.
Oh, fuck.
Don't swear. Beep, beep. Right, Moloko, Sing It Back, 95.
Oh, God.
Tin Tin Out featuring Emma Bunton, 96.
Jesus. So they were both crap then, really, weren't they?
Well, it depends, doesn't it?
Oh, no, I've gone through on that. Oh, bloody hell.
So that's 3-1.
No. Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. Fiddles.
So that's that. 3-1. Lovely. That's good. That's gone well, that, I think.
Yeah, excellent. So let's talk about Cargoes.
Oh, yeah.
So these are an up-and-coming five-piece from Sheffield. They started in 2023 when a couple of schoolmates got inspired to pick up some instruments after attending a massive Arctic Monkeys gig.
Just over there?
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, we were there, yeah.
So we were there when the Cargoes were... You know, saplings.
I was there in 2003 and 20 years later in 2023. Not many people can say that.
But yeah, this is brand new. So new, in fact, it's not even out. I might have said it's a global exclusive because it is.
Yeah. So that's why you tune into this show, because of that reason.
Yeah. I hope I haven't gone too far.
I know.
that. Gone Too Far by Cargoes. Really, really pleased we got the first dibs on that one. I think they're going to do really well. You can tell definitely that they've got, you know, Sheffield inspiration, particularly Arctic Monkeys, but I think it's great. Very good, and I look forward to hearing more of them. They've got a couple of gigs, Foundry on October the 3rd with Matilda Shakes. That's going to be a fantastic gig.
Yes.
Hundy P.
Is that a weekend as well?
October the 3rd, I think, is a Saturday.
Saturday, beautiful. Beautiful.
Might just have to double check that. Before that, on September the 12th, which is not far away now, is it? Mexbro, they're playing Imperial Music Venue. So, yes, fairly local gigs to start with, but I'm sure we'll start seeing them, doing gigs further afield.
And that gig, they're supporting Billy Bibby from the Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Oh, pretty good then.
Yeah. Which has also got links to Neil Hargreaves. Interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, great band. I like it. A good fifth track. Let's go. Record of the week.
I was just going to say that.
I didn't write it down, but that, I think that's my record of the week.
Well, that's mine as well. Mine as well. Brilliant. Look forward to seeing more of them.
Right.
Back to chart toppers.
Yeah, let's get back to the trouncing.
Yeah. Well, it's not done yet. Not done yet. Because as everyone knows, this is worth 2 points. What's the question? Have I got to guess the year? I think I have.
Oh yeah, the year and then the song, isn't it?
Right, okay. I think we're going back to kind of late 90s here. Because Shania Twain was around that time. Spice Girls split up around that time, so Emma Bunton would have been doing that really crappy song that she did.
Good logic.
Yeah. I'm sure Moloko was around that time. Or was she early 2000s? I think Eminem might have been early 2000s. Cher. I'm going to... Do you know what? I'm going to go, actually, with the year 2000.
Ah. Well, you'd be wrong to do so. 1999.
Oh, that was
1999.
So close.
When you said late 90s, oh, he's got it. The swine's got it.
Do I just get 1 point for that then?
For getting the wrong year completely?
Getting it really close.
For getting the complete wrong year. No, that's 4-1. Normally it's 4-1 the other way round.
99, bloody hell. Okay, alright. Okay, so it's 4-1.
I could have given you a clue. I wrote a clue down.
What clue would you
year.
Have said? What would you have said?
Rod Hull dies.
I would have definitely said 1999. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's that. Sit then, 3-2 then.
I didn't even know Rod Hull had died.
Shut up, he fell off the...
Oh, is that him changing the aerial?
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
with Emu. Emu. Yeah. The same year Ernie Wise died, like, several days later. I didn't realise that.
Oh.
I were hoping he was going to live forever, but obviously not.
Well, what a shame.
Been dead 27 years.
So, I've got a... So, we'll have High Curbs. You can tell us about those in a moment. But that means if I guess the number one song of 1999, rather, I get 4 points.
That's not true. That's not true. I think you just...
Yes, it is,
you're
right.
Desperately clutching at straws.
We're going over the pond now. We're going to America, and this is your pick.
Yes, it is. Weirdly, me and Hobby were in the Yellow Arch watching a gig and looking at the posters of things coming up.
Oh, aye.
And we saw this band's name, The High Curbs, and making fun of it in a drunken manner, thinking, The High Curbs, such a weird name. Like, it's like The Adverse Cambers or something like that. It's like a weird... why would you call it The High Curbs? And we even made fun of it. Then I forgot all about that. And then it popped up on a playlist at work. Like,
oh, right.
And I was like, who was this? And I was like, Stone Me, The High Curbs. So then I thought it's meant to be.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, this was first released in 2017, but they've obviously, it's the biggest song, so they've like brought it back out again 2026. That's what year it is now.
It certainly is.
Yeah, this one's called Want. Get it? Listen to. I never want to let you down. I wonder why, but I just can't seem to get around. I love you much and I want to show you all the town. I get so sad when I see you waiting at the door. I'm
Want by The High Curbs.
The High Curbs, yeah. I wonder if their family members are ground workers or something, or road workers.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they just have really high curbs in, you know, in America.
Maybe there's a different word for it.
Southern California.
In America. Do they call it curbs?
Well, they do, but I think they spell it differently. I think they spell it K-E-R-B.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
Maybe curb, as in, I don't know.
Oh, maybe high means, like, stoned.
Oh, maybe.
And curbs, who knows? You know what I mean? I don't know.
We should have discussed this off-air.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, that's Want, a re-release. But they're hitting the road soon as part of their Death Lens What's Left Now tour through September and October, but it's all in America, so they're doing Texas and California shows late September into October. So I suppose if you were planning on going, or you're going to be there, or you're listening from America, you might be. Be listening to a little podcast from Sheffield in America. Why not?
Why not?
Get a ticket. It'll be some dollars.
They've just released a 10-track album, May of this year, 2026. And that one's a track off that album. So if you want to listen to that as well, get it checked out. Either buy it, stream it, or just whistle it. I don't know what you want to do.
Fair enough. Directions indeed. Okay.
Good work.
So we must conclude Chart Toppers. And this one is a 4-point question.
So what would be number one of the overall...
So, because you didn't give me a clue on the last one, can I have a clue for this one? For 1999? Have you got that prepared?
No.
Excellent.
But I could sing it, perhaps.
In the style of Jim Moyer?
Jim who? Oh, sorry, yeah. I thought you meant Jim Royal from the Royal Family.
No.
No.
No, thanks.
Okay.
But in the other style, though. Yeah.
It's not a 4-pointer, though. I've not even practiced this, by the way.
It could be a disaster.
Hey, baby, boss, sheep, I have, hey, hey, my ho, sheep, baby, boss, sheep, my ho,
hey, doo. If I didn't know before, I definitely haven't got a clue now.
When you listen to it back, and it'll all make sense.
I'm bereft.
Well, actually, you're going out for some of these rhyming slang in a bit.
I'm going out for some of these pints.
Well, not quite.
Drinks?
No.
Beers? Oh, Britney Spears.
There we go.
Britney Spears. Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Correct.
Oh, good.
Wow. Now, listen back to that singing. It's perfect.
Britney Bintz. Yeah, or Bintz, anyway. Yeah. Excellent. Well, that was a particularly bizarre version of Chart Toppers.
Aren't they always with them, and I do them. Right, that's me anyway, that.
Brings us... Thanks. Yeah, well done. So should we call it a draw?
No, we're not. It's another trounce.
Yeah, all right. Should we just go into the song?
Let's just play this blooming song, yeah. This is Keo, That's Me.
Yeah.
Keo, that's me. I actually didn't get to see those at Tramlines, but I wish I had, because they were really good, and I enjoyed that last song. Very good. They're London-based, four-piece. They've been going since the early 2020s. They've got a few gigs coming up as well. They're playing Reading Festival, Leeds, Reading and Leeds, and then they're going over to Ireland, Germany, and then they've got their UK autumn tour starting at the end of September. They're doing dates in Newcastle, Kingston-upon-Thames, Plymouth, Birmingham, Brighton, Nottingham, Edinburgh, and then they're doing Neighbourhood Festival in Manchester. Remind me, are you going to that? Because I keep getting these mixed up.
Never been to it.
Right, okay.
Never been to it.
What am I getting mixed up with? Neighbourhood Weekender I'm getting mixed up
with.
That's
tickets
already happened, hasn't it?
I did have tickets for it once, but then it got...
Oh, was it, was it a COVID
thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's next weekend, Manchester Psych Fest, Angina de Poitrine.
Oh, have we practiced that now? Because yeah. Well done.
Automatic, that's another one I like.
Oh, did they do What's That Coming Over the Hill?
It's a different Automatic.
Oh, right.
The Bel Air Lip Bombs, the Beta Bands. Billy, no, mate, it's a plane.
You've lured me. Is this Neighbourhood Festival?
No, this is Psychfest. The main one. I'm going to this next weekend.
Keep getting mixed up. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a fantastic band. I'm really looking for it. It wants to be good bands, to be fair. It's like £100 for a day.
Well, Keo aren't playing that. But they are then playing headline dates in Southampton, Cardiff, Glasgow, Liverpool and London at the O2 Forum in Kentish Town. So, yeah, enjoyed those. Short and sweet song to end the show with.
Yep, so we'll just go over the scores again for the chart.
Forget it.
Oh, okay, never mind. It gets like this sometimes.
Yes. Right. What are you doing for the rest of the bank holiday weekend?
I think I'm going to go and pick some beers up.
Yeah.
I need to drink some beers just to calm myself down. Just to, do you know, it's more medicinal for my knee.
Sound like you've already had some. Medicinal.
Yeah. I always say that. Medicinal. It just sounds more natural than medicinal.
Yeah, fair enough.
But anyway, let's move on.
Well, I might join you.
Yeah, good.
Not for the medicine, but for the beer. Although I guess that's the same
thing.
It's
the same thing,
yeah.
It's
the same thing.
Well, anyway, thanks all for listening.
Yeah.
We'll be talking back to you.
We'll be back for... Oh, me?
No, the listener.
The microphone. Yeah.
It's in between us.
Yeah, we'll be back with some more new singles next week. We've got the new one from Fever Dream Kills, a new one from Montello, amongst others. So join us again for another edition of Sunday Sounds. But for now, all the very best.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Stay by me don't let me down. Dear River Thames, sail me down to the sea, where seagulls sing anthems and circle around free. And there I shall rest, where the waters descend. Dear River Thames, for the ride I must confide that you are my friend.
Guisa, doce guisa, la merengena, la primera que la guisas, la baba de Elena, y la hace bocadicus y la mete en una cena, y esta comida la llama la comida merengena. A mi tío Cherasí, que le agrada beber vino, con el vino, 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 mucho y bien a él le vino. La segunda que la guisas, la mujer de llamas, la cabaca por adentro y la hinchida nos mata. Esta comida la llaman la comida la dulma, y esta comida la llaman la comida la dulma. A mi tío Cherasí, que le agrada beber vino, con el vino, 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 mucho y bien a él le vino. La tercera que la guisas, la prima Esther de Chioti, la cabaca por adentro y la hinchida nos mota.
just line. Forget the thing, my can done, me no waste time. Girl, let's have fun, yeah, find my beer style. Give you something there when you can't forget. Make you fly by me thing like a jumbo jet. You have a wine, it's still enough for one for catch. Everything I make you sing like a shima neck. She's shitting like a